Good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
This is our weekly call with Garth Brooks, 7:50 every Wednesday, right here on the Wolf.
I wouldn't mind setting up one for next week, too.
Listen,
what did you guys do?
We're here. We're all ears, Garth. We just love you so much.
I can't thank you guys enough. I don't know what went on. I just know that they called me so early that it scared me to death. Really, really nice. Can't thank you guys enough. So we're going to try it again tomorrow morning.
Okay. Just keep this going.
Garth, what was your first thought when you heard that there were still 50,000 people waiting in queue to buy tickets last week?
I was blown away. The great thing is the greatest thing with Miss Yearwood, the greatest thing with music is it's always new. That's when you know you're onto something amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's the deal with St. Paul, Minneapolis. As much as they'll shock you every time, it's always new. And just, I couldn't believe it. Just so flattered, so humbled. And it's a good and bad feeling. You're happy the way things went, but then you feel bad for the people who invested their time that never even got a shot at getting tickets. So this is going to be fun. And it doesn't matter. I'm going to be honest. It doesn't matter to me if 500 people are in there. I don't care. As long as I know that everybody who wanted tickets got them.
Garth, we have a hunch there's going to be a few more than 500 people in that show you just added. But
well, you weren't right about the last time. Well, maybe okay. Yeah, you were.
You brought up Miss Yearwood. I have kind of a request and then a question. Your song for her, Stronger Than Me, can you please make sure that you play that at the very end of the night? Because I can barely keep myself together when I hear that song, and I can't imagine there being all these women at U.S. Bank Stadium at the beginning of the night with raccoon eyes because they've been crying so hard. Your love for Miss Yearwood is like unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. Like, honestly, how do you make it work, and what do you do to make it last?
Well, man, you got to remember, man, first of all, we were best friends forever in this business. So we met each other in 87. Both of us had moved here for about a year. We met each other singing demos through Kent Blasey, the guy that wrote If Tomorrow Never Comes, and just kind of best buddies. And, man, we went through it. You know, we toured together. We did everything together. And so by the time that we started dating one another, we kind of knew each other as best buddies anyway. And then to cross that line where you go into being soulmates was pretty cool. So I think that's the main thing, is just make sure that you're marrying your best friend. You're a lucky man if that happens.
Since you're on with us weekly now, Garth, let's pull the curtain back just a little bit. If you wouldn't mind sharing, describe a perfect night with Trisha, just hanging out when it's just the two of you. What would that look like? We just want to kind of know, because I think we sort of emulate your relationship and your marriage.
Oh, you don't. everybody's got their own thing going. Yeah. I don't think you would enjoy an evening like we had. When we started dating, she had a dog, and her dog was in the house. Mm-hmm. Well, we never let dogs in the house. Are you kidding me? You know, dogs are the first eaten usually on the farm.
Right.
So
right.
Like, we had two totally different opinions. So now, but if you find that we've got two dogs, we've got the old dog, and then we have this new puppy, and they both have their beds. And as long as they're on the beds, they get to stay in the house. But the second they get off their mat there, then they have to go outside. So a usual night with us is she's moved the two dog beds next to the big, we have a big double chair in the living room. So we sit in that double chair together. And if we eat dinner, we're going to eat, I don't know, let's say frozen pizza, Tombstone pizza.
Something tells me that Trisha isn't making frozen pizza.
And we're playing Nintendo 64.
Oh, that's awesome.
Old school, and that's it, man. And
I
so
love it.
That's how an evening goes. And we sit and laugh and talk and we kind of entertain each other. We both think the other one's the funniest person on the planet. So
that's great.
You know,
thank you.
We're very boring, and just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter what we're doing.
Frozen pizza, Garth, and Nintendo 64. I'm so glad that a perfect night with Garth and Trisha is exactly like what I did with my teenage years.
Some things you never grow up on, you know.
All right, so we got to ask about the plane door, because everyone's kind of having fun with it, Garth. What was the deal with the plane door and why you couldn't get to Minnesota the other day?
Okay, so Miss Yearwood had our plane from the Wynn deal. She had it. She was flying out to San Jose with a friend of hers. They had some stuff they had to do out there. And so this thing with the governor came up really quick.
Right.
So we chartered a plane, and they came in, nicest people on the planet.
Yep.
Plane was fantastic. Like, ooh, this is cool. And sit down and heard them close the door. Then they start rattling around, open it back up, close it. Right? And then all of a sudden, like you do at home, you know, all of a sudden, the door just starts slamming it.
Oh, my.
And we're looking at each other going, oh, this doesn't sound good. I mean, I don't know anything about planes. So they came and they said, hey, man, the door's closing fine. Just the light isn't going off that allows us to, you know, then start the plane up. And they had a maintenance person out there looking at it. When one of the pilots walked back of the plane, and there's a bathroom back there, but past the bathroom, there's another door that goes to the luggage thing. When he closes that door behind him, then you know what he's doing. He's trying to be cool, but he's slipping out the back, kind of like trunk door,
right,
and coming around the front of the plane to try and get it open from the outside or lock from the outside. You knew it wasn't going to be good.
Yeah, so that doesn't sound good at all.
So we had five of us there. Mandy was one of them. Five of us there at, 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And because we're going to come up and see Governor Dayton and have a press conference up here. And then we ended up doing it over the phone.
Awesome. Hey, listen, I'm going to ask you something. I was on my walk with my dog yesterday. I was like, what am I going to ask Garth Brooks tomorrow? Because we just ask you anything. And this struck me. This came out of nowhere. And Garth, I know that you just know so many people, and your music is so inspiring. Your story's inspiring. And this can be really a tough time of year for some people. And there might be somebody out there listening in their car, listening to The Wolf this morning and listening to your voice. And what advice would you give somebody who might be kind of struggling this time of year, whether it's a loss or maybe they're just going through something emotional? What is it that you would tell them, and what is it that you tell your own family when they're maybe struggling?
Holy cow! Holy cow! That's a big question. And, I have to ask you the same thing, since you guys have the power of you are the ear and the voice of the people. For me, and this answer might not be so great for people. For me, it's everything. I think there has to be a higher power than yourself, always. And for me, it's all about God. It's all about Jesus. And what I find funny is at the end of the season this year, we're all celebrating love, and for some reason, that celebrating love has been turned into an economic thing, and then the pressures come, all that stuff. Man, the main thing for Christmas, the best gift you can give the people that love you is loving them right back and just being together and know that that's enough. It's not about what you unwrap. It's about how you feel. So just make sure, no matter what, it's Christmas, just make sure if there's somebody you haven't told you love them in a long time, make sure you tell them you love them.
That's right. Reach out and find that person that might be going through something this year. Amen, Garth. Love it.
That'd be it for me.
Garth, on a little bit of a lighter note, there's a lot of people that refer to golf as like a pre-Tiger Woods and a post-Tiger Woods in terms of what he did to sort of change the landscape of golf. I've used the same analogy with country music and pre- and post-Garth. How would you respond to that?
And that's tough because you got to understand, I grew up on what we call the cool area of country music. So you had your established guys like Haggard and Jones, Buck Owens. Those were the greats. And the women at that time were just, they were stronger than the men. I mean, come on, it was Wynette, it was Loretta Lynn, it was Dolly. So that was the greatest era. And if you got to be a member of the Opry, which we were lucky enough to be, then there was Acuff and there was Minnie Pearl. And then here came this new batch of guys, George Strait, Ricky Skaggs, Keith Whitley, Randy Travis. And that was a sweet spot for me. That's what I grew up on. And so everybody after that, man, no offense to Allen, no offense to McGraw, no offense to Chesney, myself, I think we're all just imitators of that kind of country. And, we do our best, but all of us are going to fall short because those guys were the gods kind of thing. So I really enjoy it. And now where it's going, country music always changes. As long as there's sincerity in it, it's still country music for me. So, you got guys like Florida Georgia Line. They go, are they country or they're not country? I'm going to stay out of that one. But I will tell you this, from knowing the guys, nicest guys on the planet. So just that sincerity, that kind of stuff, I really enjoy that part of it. So Keith Urban, Jason Aldean, just sweet guys.
Garth, you're the best. We love you. Show number 2, it'll be May 3rd, U.S. Bank Stadium. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. Make sure you get to Ticketmaster, get in that queue, that waiting room, so you get your tickets for Garth. We'll talk to you next Wednesday to talk about show number 3.
I love you guys. Hey, Merry Christmas, and thank you for last week, and no matter what happens tomorrow, thank you for taking care of all of us. I'll see you guys.
You're the greatest. Thanks, Garth.
Yeah.